For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. New York City legislators are waging a battle against Airbnb. It's the largest homeshare platform in the world. Legislators and activists say it sucks up scarce housing, that it adds to New York City's unaffordability. New York City Council members Helen Rosenthal, Yadonis Rodriguez, and Mark Levine sponsored a package of proposals aimed at arming the city with what it needs to fight illegal hotels. And at City Hall on Friday, tenant advocates joined them with handmade colorful signs. They read, "I have the right to feel safe in my building. Airbnb doesn't provide security. Airbnb is bad for New York City. Keep Brooklyn affordable. I don't want to live in a hotel."
The tenants united will never be defeated. The tenants united.
You get a very different story, however, from Airbnb New York General Manager Reed Petersmeyer. They call those who rent out their apartments or homes hosts.
Our community ranges between 25 and 30,000 active hosts, 90% of whom renting out their primary home as a way to make money.
Councilmember Rosenthal has a different number. She says 30% who rent out units on Airbnb are making 60% of the revenue.
This is not middle-income family who rents out their home every once in a while. These are landlords who are harassing out tens, if not hundreds, of residents out of their homes so they can make more money putting those units on Airbnb illegally to make hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dollars every year.
Rosenthal says unscrupulous landlords are eroding affordable housing in our city and wants to make penalties hurt by raising fines. Councilmember Mark Levine.
We are imposing fines, proposing to, of five figures, because it's the only thing that will prevent this bad behavior. This is how it works. This is how business works. People respond to the realities of the marketplace. If they can make hundreds of thousands a year on a behavior for which they're only going to be fined a few hundred dollars, they will disregard the fines.
Airbnb, we've seen a new type of harassment.
Councilmember Yadonis Rodriguez represents Washington Heights and Inwood and Marble Hill. He says his community is now ground zero for harassment of tenants by landlords.
We as a council need to improve the resources they have available.
The council members say they are not going after regular New Yorkers looking to rent out a room, but major operators. At City Hall on Thursday afternoon, I caught up with New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito. We spoke about the crisis in Puerto Rico.
We continue to advocate, and it was good to hear the president support the idea of the renegotiation of the debt for the bankruptcy bill. We are favorable about the suspension of the Jones Act because it really is a burden on Puerto Rico, the Medicare, Medicaid reimbursements. The issue of the Fiscal Oversight Board is something that we have to look at more carefully. There's some concerns possibly on that front, but there's other roles that we think the Fed Reserve could take on, the Treasury could take on. We want that to be serious because we see the path through Congress is very difficult right now for any support for Puerto Rico. So we have to ask President Obama, you know, let's see what measures the Treasury and Fed Reserve have in place that we could take advantage of that could help Puerto Rico, right? So we're in that process of pushing that conversation. And, you know, the Puerto Rican community in Orlando and Florida is organizing. We had a meeting there a couple of weeks ago. So there's a lot of momentum on trying to continue to build and grow the coalition to put more pressure.
New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito. Organizers of StopMassIncarceration.net are speaking up in support of filmmaker Quentin Tarantino. He's been condemned by the New York Police Department's commissioner and also police associations. The Academy Award-winning filmmaker joined Say Their Names on Thursday and on Saturday joined demonstrators in the final day of Rise Up October. He spoke out about the deaths of people at the hands of police. He said he's a human being with a conscience and on the side of those who were murdered. NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton expressed his contempt for Tarantino. Police associations in New York, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, and New Jersey have urged boycotts of his movies. Rally organizers on Thursday said that's an unacceptable attempt to punish someone for speaking out. One of the main organizers of Rise Up October, Carl Dix, has challenged Pat Lynch, head of the PBA, to a debate. Dr. Cornell West, another one of the main organizers of Rise Up October, is trying to keep the focus on what the event was about. He said what needs to be is a moral focus on the unnecessary deaths of those killed by police. West said, of course, the killing of police is wrong, but the killers do go to prison. West said, ought not policemen go to prison when they kill us? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.